Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go to the Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple or Google store if you want to, download the app, take Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go, and it's very easy. You just go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. Got to do that first, and then you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. And you're golden. There you go. And the other thing, if you go on the website, you'll see a link that says Support Devil Radio. Many of you have called in and said you'd like to support us. We're the only voice in the state that stands up to right-wing talk. It's important for this voice, the devil's advocate, all these shows, to go on. Go on and click on it. See how you can support Devil Radio. That would be great. Really appreciate that. Well, an announcement came out, and this is something that they're monitoring, but it's potentially dangerous. I want everybody to be aware of it. A number of right-wing groups, including the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers, and not just them, a lot of the others, are all planning to attend a rally in late September to demand, quote, justice, end quote, for the almost 600 people who have been criminally charged for the January 6th insurrection. Remember, there was a lot of TV video posted of that insurrection. A lot of people were recognized and recognizable. A lot of people posted selfies. A lot of people took videos of each other. That was very helpful in nailing down who did what. The Capitol Police right now are talking about reconstructing the fence around the Capitol, which is pretty sad because it looked like a siege mentality. But the thing that is really concerning law enforcement in D.C. is this, because this rally will be right around the Capitol. Trump unleashed the whirlwind by setting up the January 6th insurrection. Remember, January 6th is a sleepy day normally. You know, it's the week, you know, it's in the extended Christmas holiday, week or two after Christmas. People are, you know, coming back from, if they got away for a quick break, they're coming back. Everybody's yawning. It was the day that ceremonially the Congress was supposed to, quote, accept, end quote, the certifications of the 50 states for the presidential election. I mean, you know, it was ministerial. It was a done deal. It's, you know, some guy comes in, you know, probably dressed like Patrick Henry, holding on a velvet pillow, 50 certifications from the states. And they should put on wigs, honestly. They should put on, you know, pants that ends at their knees, you know, that kind of stuff. That's what they should do. Oh, yes, thank you. And, you know, all 50 states certified their election. Trump won some states. He lost some states. 32 electoral votes. 7 million popular votes. All governors and secretaries of state certified their results. Many of them were Republicans. It's not a big deal. Trump ginned up the idea, get my boys to Washington. Maybe they'll scare them and turn down the certification. Have Pence declare that Trump is the president for 4 more years and spend a year litigating that in the Supreme Court. That was the whole idea. That was the whole idea. So he sent out, get out, save the date cards. You ever get a save the date card? Sometime in December, go save the date, January 6th, big party, big rally on the fraud. And they all came in. And now that's put ideas in people's heads. The Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers are going to do the same thing. Right now, it's loosely planned for the end of this month. But there's one aspect of the insurrection that wasn't solved. They don't know who did it, and that concerns them more than anything. And that's the two pipe bombs that were left at the Democratic National Committee headquarters and the Republican National Committee headquarters. This is a statement of nihilism and vandalism attacking the political order itself. Because remember, we look on the Republican Party as backing the insurrection, and the truth is the leadership right now even is Kevin McCarthy and John Johnson are all saying it was nothing. But the truth also is that a lot of these insurrectionists want to overturn the whole political order, because the Republican Party also has Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. Here are the clues that the FBI has right now on the identity of the pipe bomber. They don't know who it is. They don't know if it's a man or a woman. Don't know the motivation. I mean, it's obviously a political motivation, but they don't know specifically where they came from and what their specific grievance was. But here is the evidence. And if you know anybody like this, call the FBI. Google the number and call the FBI. First of all, they have grainy photo of somebody that they think did it somewhere on the street nearby. One, the person wore a gray hooded sweatshirt. Okay? Gray hooded sweatshirt. Number two, they wore a face mask. Number three, they carried a backpack. Number four, their shoes were Nike shoes, Air Max Speed sneakers. Air Max Speed Turf sneakers in yellow, black, and gray. They're following leads to see whether anybody on eBay is selling sneakers like that. They have a lead that maybe somebody is. Whoever this bomber is have to be out of his mind to sell his sneakers on eBay for, you know, $30, that kind of thing. But if you know anybody, sadly, if you have a relative, a friend, an enemy, coworker, somebody who has Nike Air Max Speed Turf sneakers in yellow, black, and gray, has occasionally worn a hooded sweatshirt and backpack. Now, this can be a lot of people. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. The FBI is working with Nike to talk about their distribution channels for that particular sneaker. But I'll tell you, do you remember the Unabomber Theodore Kaczynski? He was a nut who lived in Montana in a hut, and he hated modernism, and he would send letter bombs to people who he thought were advocating, you know, tech and modernism, and blow them up and killed a few people, including a couple of secretaries who opened their boss's mail. The way they got him was because he demanded that the New York Times and the Washington Post publish a manifesto of his. And they conferred with law enforcement and they agreed. And Theodore Kaczynski's brother, who read it, realized his brother had written it, because the guy had written nutty things like that before. So he went to the FBI and said, I will tell you who it is if you agree not to give him the death penalty. And they agreed. And he told them it was Theodore Kaczynski, the guy. They went out there. And Theodore Kaczynski was a math major at Harvard. He was not a dumb guy. And he was a nut. So anyway, they went out there and arrested him. But basically, if it hadn't been for somebody who knew him, they wouldn't have caught him, and he still would be sending these things out. So it's the same thing here. The pipe bomber likely, well, he did wear, or she, a gray hooded sweatshirt, face mask, and backpack, but Nike Air Max Speed Turf sneakers in yellow, black, and gray. If you have any inkling of that, any good faith inkling, call the FBI office, because somebody did it. And what they're afraid of with the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers coming back in, and potentially a lot of other people demanding, quote, what, justice, end quote, for the almost 600 people who did what, beat up cops, stabbed them with poles, almost beat them to death, resulted in several deaths. And they're thinking, oh, well, they need justice. People who beat up cops should get justice. They're getting it right now. They're getting the kind that they deserve. The bombs that this guy planted were a foot long. They had end caps and wiring set to a detonator. And the only reason they were found, because some woman was out either jogging or walking, and it was her normal path or near her normal path, and she sees this stuff lying in front of the Democratic National Committee headquarters, and she almost didn't say anything. You know, if you see something, say something. If you see something, say something. San Bernardino, when those jihadists went back and murdered people at the Christmas party, the neighbors said, oh, yeah, we saw them bringing in a lot of guns and a lot of weird guys hanging around. Well, why didn't you say anything? Well, we didn't want to get nosy. Well, sometimes you get nosy. This woman saw it and said, what the hell? She talked to the police. The bomb squad came. It was a bomb. Then they looked around for the other political headquarters. So word to the wise, Be aware if you have friends or relatives who suddenly go, oh, I'm going to get a plane ticket to Washington on a certain date. At the end of the month, it's out of character. They don't have business there. It wasn't their vacation. Talk them out of it. Talk them out of it. Peaceful demonstrations are the essence of the First Amendment. They can hold a demonstration in their hometown. They can go to the courthouse and commit no violence and just stand there with a sign and saying, we want justice. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. But you get a lot of these yahoos together, armed and angry. And now you have the Capitol Police talking about putting up the fence, which is terrible. It reminds me of Europe right after the Second World War. Terrible, very terrible thing. And that incites other nuts to show up. So if you see something, say something, and be aware that that may be imminent. That may be imminent. Well, one little strange thing, you know, there are all of these strange state laws trying to help the Republican Party under the guise of being neutral. And after the Supreme Court struck down a lot of the Voting Rights Act, like this Texas stuff that went in, would never have passed through the Justice Department otherwise. Well, in West Virginia, they have a state law that says whatever party won the last election gets preferential placement of its candidates in the next election on the ballot. And the Republicans lately have always, you know, won the election, the presidential election. So you'll see nothing but Republican candidates in the preferential place in the beginning, and then tucked somewhere at the end, you'll say, oh, and here's a couple of Democrats. That was contested in litigation. The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, unfortunately, upheld the statute. The truth is that every state's laws, not just the Southern states, that was one of the fatal flaws, should be submitted to the Justice Department before they change the voting rules. And somebody take a quick look at it at least and say, is this designed to impede voting? Is this designed to impede voting? It's not hard. We should do it. Down in West Virginia, apparently they're not going to do it. What we do in Wisconsin, a lot of other places, and pollsters do this too, is you randomize, you know, names. Now, you don't do that in the final vote. In the final vote, you draw straws. So if there are 11 candidates, say, in the primary, which is the final vote to determine the nominee, you draw straws. Who's one? Who's two? Who's three? One time I was in a race, there were 11 candidates. I was number two. I felt good about it. Poor guy who's number five or six, it gets the shaft. Okay, but something's got to happen. But you do it by drawing straws. Or you do it, in some cases, like pollsters, by randomizing it. So in some ballots, this one and that one, I don't care how you do it. But this basically enshrines the last winner, which is the Republican Party. The Republican Party in preferential placement going forward. And studies have shown that preferential placement like that on ballots can add 1%. There's a lot of people walk in there and they're really not motivated and they're really not knowledgeable. What do they do? What do they do? Well, they see the first name they recognize, and usually they recognize a lot of them. The first one, okay, I'll vote for that one. And that's what happens. That's what happens. You know, I'll tell you what, one of the problems with the Supreme Court striking down that Voting Rights Act part of it, and a guy that came through with a solution, believe it or not, is Manchin, and James Clyburn of South Carolina supported him in it. And Manchin said, one of the problems was we were only doing it for Southern states. Let's do it for all 50 states. Why not? Why not? Let the Department of Justice look at New York and California, just like Mississippi. And that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Good golly, Miss Mary.